It's Black Rack.
Yeah. What's up? This is your boy Black.
Yeah.
In Black Rack has taken your hanging out with my nigga. Crim 10.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
What's up?
So worldwide like a super flight, you know, keeping it real like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Aight.
What's up, my boy?
Nah, I'm good, man.
It's about time, if not timing.
Yeah.
Tell us about the tape, bro.
It's about time. Rise of the Element mixtape. It was something that I was planning all along, you know, like all those years writing and stuff. So it's just me reliving like a moment, you know.
Oh, okay.
Reliving the moment. So basically, it's something that are like, I'm going back to those days while I was still busy writing. So yeah, Rise of the Element.
Wow.
That's where it comes
from. How many tracks do you have in that table?
It's 12 tracks. Two I featured one of my boys from Clash Crew. They go by the name of CAS. They're also part of Black Racket, and then other than that, I featured the CEO himself.
Yeah, man.
That's
Fuck the System.
That's like Fuck the System, and other than that, I'm going tracks.
Okay, yep. I'm loving this. Uh-huh. And recordings, where did you record the whole mixtape thing?
My whole mix is strictly Black Racket, because I believe that's where I was discovered, So yeah, basically I just needed to stay true to that.
Stay black. You said 12 tracks, right?
12 tracks.
Tell me which one is your favorite in that tape though?
I can say Rotem, as in it's R-O-T-E-M. But then after today, it's Fuck the System, man.
It's Fuck the System.
No, the thing is, these tracks, they keep changing. But then, what you know about it, because...
The whole tape, right?
Yeah, but, I'm getting different feedbacks from, different people, so, yeah.
That's what's up. That's keep what's branding up. It like that.
Yeah.
So, the performances...
Performances have been wild, man. You know, I kept getting a whole lot of feedbacks from cats, from the likes of Lethal, Lee. Young Lee came to me personally, and he told me, "Yo, dude, okay, fuck, I like your performances and stuff, and I see you going big." And it takes guts for a guy like me who was in the game before you, to say that.
Then you came and being honored.
Exactly. So yeah, man. Big ups to that nigga, much respect. And a whole lot of guys, a whole lot of guys in the game, so.
Right, I'm loving it. So,
shit.
How long did you started recording, and when did you finish? Tell me about the launch as well.
The recording, I think we started mid May. If it's not late June,
2012.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's all 2012.
Somewhere
and then,
right there.
And then we finished on the 26th, if I'm not counting right. No, 27th December.
December.
Yeah, 27th December. Okay. That's when we finished recording, as in few hours back and stuff. And then it's all been a journey. More. Struggle like about flashback and all that,
you know what I'm saying?
We'll get down over refugee breakdown, but it's cool, It's cool.
Studio sessions, then the launch,
it's all been a journey, yeah. The launch is on the 29th,
the 29th of December,
as in like this Saturday, we're launching this.
Rise of the Element,
Rise of the Element,
mixtape.
The mixtape officially, the one. Not to mention, there was a track that we did called My Number One. Yeah. Spectra was here, so
yeah.
Now that's another nigga who actually put Letso Honyana here and there. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome, man.
You gotta recognize that. Big ups to Showtime and the Party Crooks as well.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, now we did a joint as well. You know. he did hold it down there. Yeah, so yeah, big ups to the nigga as well. Yeah.
Just
so,
black record.
Part of the family right there. What they again, all that shit.
That's what's
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We're keeping it real.
Keeping it real.